So hello and welcome back to the Spiritual Tea and Spirits by Mystic Tea by D tea party here that we've been doing pretty much for a couple of different episodes now. If you are new here, thank you so much for joining us and for becoming a part of the Tea Party family. If you are returning, thank you so much for returning again. It's good to actually see that you're going to be listening to another one of my podcasts. So I really appreciate the having all these other people come back or having new people listen to the podcast. So today what we're going to do is we are going to be talking about manifestation and abundance, and we're going to be breaking it down between both and seeing how is it possible to reach abundance by manifesting what you want or what you need in your situation. So that is going to be the episode today. As always, if you are interested in knowing more information or you would like to book a one-on-one reading with me, you can find me on Instagram. My handle is Mystic Tea by D, and if you would like to, you can definitely rate these episodes that I have, or you can also let me know if you want to hear anything in the future. That is also something that you can do when you reach out to me on Instagram. So without further ado, we are going to start the next episode of Manifestation and Abundance. So we are coming back from the intro pretty much. So what is going on with this episode? And the reason why I did want to do this episode, I've been wanting to do this pretty much for a while now. And the reasoning why I wanted to talk about this is because I think it's very, very important for people to know what the difference is between manifestations and how you achieve abundance. The reason for this is because there's a lot of catch words out there, or like catch phrase words, I think, in the spiritual community. I think that help so many people within their spiritual practice, but I also think that it hinders a lot of what spiritual potential people can have. And I think it also hinders a deeper understanding as to how to achieve these type of ideals within the spiritual community. So like, for example, if we're talking about like Wiccan, or if we're talking about paganism, or if we're talking about witchcraft, and just the way that those terms have been used, or the way that they are explained by other people who are maybe part of that or not part of that, I think causes a lot of confusion with certain people who want to know more about the practice and actually want to practice those things like witchcraft or like spell casting or things like that. And then there's also the question of, okay, well, do I have to be a pagan or Wiccan to really appreciate spell casting, or, you know, being more connected with nature, celebrating the different holidays? Do I have to be associated with those terms in order to be spiritually enlightened, in other words? Now, the answer to that question for me personally is no. I think that you have to do what authentically feels right for you at any specific time on your spiritual journey. I think it's the only way that you can really connect to the spiritual situation of what's going on. And if you don't identify with something specifically, that doesn't mean that you're less spiritual. It doesn't mean that you can't, you know, do candle magic, or you can't use plant medicine, or you can't do all of these different things for healing like Reiki or anything like that if you want to be a part of the spiritual community. I think that that's why with the Tea Party of what we have going on, we really are discussing an array of topics on this podcast, only because of the fact that I feel like there is such a gap between people who are interested in the spiritual realm and in what we call the woo, and then people who are already in it, But at the same time, if you're wanting other people to be awakened, or if you're wanting other people to realize what is happening in a spiritual sense, I think it's important to include everyone as far as who wants to be a part of that, who wants to learn things spiritually. And here's the thing, even if you wanted to just, you know, hone in on your psychic skills, or hone in on becoming a medium, or hone in on different things, you should have an option to do that and to grow as an individual without basically having a label put on you as part of that. I also feel like there's a stigma too that's attached to a lot of these labels that we put for things. And I think that that hinders a person from really fully reaching their own potential spiritually. But also it makes them feel like they don't have any spiritual gifts or any spiritual qualities if they're not a Reiki healer or a Reiki master, if they're not Wiccan or pagan or considered a witch, or if they're not psychic or a medium or things of that nature. So we have to understand that these terms are a part of someone's identity. But if you do feel that you don't resonate with that, and say that you do resonate with spirituality and you resonate with different things, that is perfectly okay too. And I think that that's so important to let people know that, that depending on how you show up in spirituality, and if you are authentic, that is all that you can ask for. That's all that you can do, is just be what you feel you need to be. And if you want to explore something or look into a different subject entirely with spirituality, and maybe you don't hear it on this podcast, or maybe you hear it somewhere else, you definitely, definitely should keep learning no matter what the situation is. I don't care if you've been a witch for the past 30 years of your life or 50 years of your life. I think that you should keep learning and growing as much as possible, because things change so much with a person's lifetime, and then also too with your spirituality. So I feel that if you want to learn something or do something, don't necessarily put a label on it, just kind of learn or do things that you think would be beneficial to you spiritually. Or if you have questions for someone who is a witch or who is pagan or a spiritual mentor who does Reiki or anything like that, the whole point of spirituality and getting involved in these communities is to really open up yourself to learning about other people's passions and pursuits. And also, too, to be learning about something that would interest you yourself and kind of put you on that path to spirituality. Basically, to make a long story short with this situation, what I'm trying to say is that labels don't, for anything with spirituality, don't make or break a person, is the way that I look at it. So if you're trying to put a label on something that's catchy, you know, because we have to understand that right now in these time periods, if you go on YouTube and you look up the word meditation, you're going to find a ton of different videos on meditation, because meditation is a catchphrase right now in spirituality that is getting used constantly. So that is going to be seen on there, which that's going to be seen too, because we have a lot of this going on where some of the spirituality is becoming a fad for most people to follow. And then some of the spirituality that's happening in these different topics, people are very interested in learning, growing. They want to know more about themselves within these topics. So what I'm trying to say is don't get caught up in that, you know, as far as the labels and as far as what you are spiritually, because that's each and every individual person's journey pretty much. So moving on to manifestation and abundance, and why I chose these two words specifically, because let me say that every part of spirituality, in my opinion, be it meditation, be it chakra work or chakra work, working with, you know, grounding or any type of earth magic, or working with, you know, Wiccan magic, or being, you know, candle magic, whatever the situation is, or whatever you're doing for divination also too, I feel like those two terms are at the root of everything that we do in certain spiritual practices. And I think that those two terms are such loaded terms in the community, because it's almost like as if everybody wants to say that they can manifest in order to get abundance. But I feel like as much as people do say that, nobody really kind of shows you how to actually do that or how to go about doing that. And the spiritual mentors or people that you meet who do show you those things about manifestation and abundance are just so different than most of them, because all of the time people will say, who are in a spiritual situation, manifestation is up to you. What you choose to manifest is up to you. Well, that's great. But if you are not familiar with the process of how that works or what manifestation even is, then you can't really get to an abundance or an abundant lifestyle, because you don't know what manifesting is, or what the hell you should be manifesting, or how does that work within practice. So that's why I definitely wanted to talk about those two things, because I see that that could become an issue for people who are trying to learn, or for people who are trying to get abundance in their life, but just something isn't really clicking that needs to be clicking as part of the manifestation process. So let's talk a little bit about what does manifestation mean? Why is this term used in spirituality so much? And what are three specific ways that you can work with manifestation in order to gain abundance, or in order to have abundance come into your life for certain areas of your life? Okay, so manifestation, here's the thing about this. This is a very, very loaded word right now within the community. Manifestation basically means that you are using your energy, your soul source, your power. And because I'm going to tell everybody this, I don't care what you identify as, every single person inside of themselves, if they want to admit it, if they're not awakened, whatever the situation is, has the power within them to control their own choices, first of all, because we all have free will on this planet as far as what is concerning our choices. Also has the power to truly manifest the abundance that they deserve, but also has the power to achieve these dreams or achieve these sort of wants or needs based upon the power that you have within. So the manifestation part of this is very important, because when we are manifesting, what we are doing is we are taking that initial power. We are then stating to the universe, to spirit, to God, whomever, whatever you believe in, you are stating to that spirit, to entity, to pretty much the spirit in general, what you are looking for, what you are needing in your life, and what you want in your life to happen for you in physical form. That is what, to me, manifestation is about. But manifestation, furthermore, is also about you realizing where you are on your spiritual path, and you realizing for the first time, maybe, what you truly want in your life and what you truly want to have happen in your life as a result of what you're gravitating to or what you're wanting in your life. And that is why manifestation is so powerful and it's so important. Because if you're not sure what you're gravitating to, or if you're not sure what you're really wanting or needing out of your own spiritual path or life, then it could become very confusing, because you could be being connected to things or manifesting things that are no longer going to serve you or don't really help your situation. And especially when we get into that situation of the negative thinking or that type of negative energy that overtakes a lot of us, that can also too be really a hindrance to your manifestation process or what you are basically manifesting. So here's the thing. We got to ask ourselves this question as to why is manifestation such an important word in spirituality? And why does everybody, for some reason, want to use manifestations, that word, in their spiritual practices? So the reason why I think manifestation is very powerful for a spiritual practice is because it just get you to believe in yourself, but also it gets you to believe in what you want, what could be possible for you, what your dreams are, what your pursuits are. I think it starts to become a part of you because what you're working to manifest could really, really become a possibility. It could become something in the 3D realm. It could become something where you are going to get rid of the boxes of negativity that you put in your mind, and you are opening yourself up to the possibility of achieving what you desire or of getting what you want, basically, and also of putting yourself on a spiritual path to gain more abundance in your life. So that's why I think that manifestation is an extremely important word in spirituality. And it also too is very, very helpful with getting you on the spiritual path that you need to be on and having that connection from your heart space to what you're trying to manifest. So that's why I think it's very, very important. So how does this process work when we're trying to use manifestation and then turn it into abundance? Okay, how does that process work and what do you have to do when you're trying to manifest something? So these are personally three ways that I would suggest if you are starting out trying to manifest what's going on, or if you're starting out in a spiritual practice or situation, these three tools, I want to say, or three things really has helped me personally on my journey. Because let me just tell all of you, manifestation and me, much less meditation, which is a whole other separate thing. Manifestation, when I first started on my spiritual journey, manifestation was completely alien to me. Because what I didn't realize is in my own mind, I used to believe that, how do I say this? I used to believe that witchcraft or witches or psychics or mediums or things like that, I used to think that these leaders or these mentors or people who had these sort of gifts or who were, you know, casting or doing different things, Reiki leaders, all kinds of things. I used to think in my mind that a lot of these people had just that innate ability to manifest what they had, because I thought that that was because they were gifted in some type of way that was spiritual, like a spiritual gift that they had that made them be able to manifest these things in their lives. Well, little did I find out that later on, from most of these people, they have had such different events that occur in their life that put them into a different perspective or different mindset altogether that makes their manifesting so personal, but also it makes it true for them because of what they're allowing themselves to feel, allowing themselves to think, but then also they're not holding back on their feelings. They're not holding back on their truths. They're not holding back on what they mentally think about something. And when I found that out from a lot of different mentors and things like that, and just people in general, that's when manifestation started to become less alien to me, and it started to become more of, okay, this is a possibility for me also, even though I may or may not have the spiritual gifts that all of these other people do. Well, little did I also know that I do have those gifts, and I've had those gifts actually since I was very young, 5 or 6. So for me, it just kind of awakened that for me. it really awakened that for me to kind of really realize that anybody on the street, anybody you see, anybody can use manifestation to gain abundance in their life, right? So the first step in this whole process of manifesting abundance or manifesting what you want out of your life is this. We have to free our minds from the things we use to limit our beliefs with. Okay, so I'm talking about limiting beliefs. We have to free our minds from those limiting beliefs that we tell ourselves. Okay, now I'm going to tell everybody this. That is easier said than done, because let me tell you, limiting beliefs are that negative talk that we have in our heads is the worst thing to try and get over, because we are people of habit. We're creatures of habit. So if we're used to being in that mindset, we are not getting any closer to what we need to get to. And we're also not getting any closer to abundance with that mindset and with having limited beliefs. So we have to get out of that transition. So what I mean by limited beliefs is this. For example, you may know a person, okay, and I'm going to say this because there's a lot of people who deal with this, okay? We're talking about losing weight and getting healthy as an example. You want to get healthy, you want to change your physical appearance, you want to change your habits and your lifestyle to either lose weight, get healthy, be in a better state of mind. It could be anything, okay? So take that example, and then we're going to use that example as far as manifestation is concerned, okay? Now, that's what you want. That's the end goal. That's going to give you abundance and gratitude in your life because you can get healthy, okay? Now you go out walking somewhere, you see that there is a person, okay, and everybody who has felt this, I can feel you now because I do know that this is the truth. You will see a person who is running, walking, running a marathon, carrying tires behind them, and is completely ripped, a six-pack, whatever you want to call it, okay? This person's basically perfect or in perfect shape, or so you think, okay, right? So you're sitting there looking at this, and then that's when it starts. You automatically know, and you say to yourself, I can't do this. I can't become that. I can't have a healthy lifestyle because of that situation, because of what I'm looking at and because of what I'm seeing. I could never have that. Well, that's part of your issue, because of the fact that you're stating that limiting belief, or you're stating that negative talk that you could never achieve that. You're already shutting down something that could be possible for you. So here's the thing that we need to tell ourselves with the first step of manifestation. Your limiting beliefs and your negative talk do not exist. So what that means is, okay, and this was very hard for me too, you guys, because let me tell you something, when you have moon in Gemini, or when you have a moon sign or an ascendant that is a thinker, man, let me just tell you how much your mind can become like an entrapment. I don't know if any of you have seen like Clash of the Titans, or if you've ever seen like the story of Tartarus, okay? In the situation of that, you create your own fears, you create your own mental instability, and Tartarus will try and trap you, basically, in the Greek mythology. But that's pretty much what limiting beliefs do for you, okay? They trap you into your own mindset, into your own situation that you can never get out of. So if you need to turn this around, as far as the first step for manifestation, what you're going to have to do is this, is that if you feel like you have a limiting belief, okay, be it about physical appearance, be it about money, you feel like someone else has so much more money than you, or has so much more of a better career than you, and you're like, I could never have that. You need to start telling yourself, I can. Okay, so don't tell yourself I can't or I won't. Start telling yourself I can. So if you see a person who is physically fit, like we're talking about with this example, and you believe you can't do that, start to say to yourself in your head as you're looking at this person, I can achieve my health goals and I can be healthy and I can go through the same process that that person is going through in their own lives, okay? And I can make that transition in my life. And then here's what else you're going to say. That person who you're seeing, you need to start imagining that person being you, because that person at one point was you in the situation and they used their power of manifestation to get a different situation. That person used to be you. So never lose sight of that either. And that's the same thing for people who make money, for people who are successful. These people, if you really sat down and talked to some of these people, let me just tell you, it is not as easy to obtain things as we might think. And the truth of the matter is a lot of these people are going through the same issues. They're rising to the top in different ways. They're doing these different types of things, you know, in their own lives that have affected them for what they're manifesting, right? And any person, okay, who's at that state where they have manifested this, okay? Here's what else you're going to do in the first step. You're going to get rid of your limiting beliefs by actually thinking you can, but you're also going to talk to people who have already done it. You're going to talk to people who have already made $1 million in their life, have already had business plans, have already known what it's like to run a business, have already gone to a gym every single day, or have taken classes in weightlifting, or know about nutrition. You're going to start to kind of align with the people or with certain teachers that you want to be in that state, in that situation, okay? Because nothing is worse than you trying to get healthy in this example, okay? And then you're listening to my podcast and you're listening to me being like, this is a terrible day. I'm having Ben and Jerry's freaking, I'm just so tired. I know Ben and Jerry's is like my thing, you guys. Like, it's just like an addiction. I've tried to stop myself many, many times because it is not healthy, but I'm an ice cream person, just so you all know that. But anyway, there's nothing worse than being surrounded by a person who, and I'm not saying I am this person, but who doesn't want to commit or who doesn't want to be healthy is what I'm saying. Who doesn't want to go to a gym or who doesn't want to be in that state, in other words. Okay, it's very, very difficult to be around a person like that because you're trying to get to somewhere else where that person is not ready to be in that state yet, and you're trying to get your dreams going of what you want to do. So that would be step one, saying that you can achieve something, and also talking to people who are in that state already, who have been through that situation already, because what this is going to do is it's going to get your mind in a center avenue for what you want to manifest. Okay, so it's going to get your mind in this state where you're like, okay, I can. I have a mentor. I have somebody who has given me this information. I'm going to take this information and I'm going to use it to manifest my own situation. Okay. And then after that, I'm going to do this and keep saying to myself, I can, I will, this is possible. I can achieve this. I can do this. That's step one. Okay. Step two for manifestation is write it down, write it down, write it down, write it down, write it down. Okay. Step two with writing it down is the following. If you are trying to manifest something, and we're going to use the example of a good relationship or of a positive relationship, okay? Say that you have been through hell in a handbasket, you've been through all these terrible relationships, people are crazy, you don't know who's coming and who's going, you don't know what the situation is, and you are just so tired of the same old thing, okay? What you're going to do is that you're going to write down specific, we want specifics here, guys. We don't want you to just write down what she, what like something that is not specific, but at the same time, we want it to be specific, but we want it to be realistic. Okay. We want it to be realistic. We want it to be something that you can achieve or something that can happen without making it too specific. So for example, if you're looking for a good relationship, okay, number two, we're going to write it down. So meaning that you're going to take a piece of paper, pen, pencil, whatever, journal, get that thing out, start writing in your own hand. Okay, writing down what specifically you are looking for in a good relationship. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. Do not say what you want as far as what the person looks like, what the person does, anything like that. That is not the point here. We are trying to manifest this positive relationship, and it could be a romantic relationship. It can be a platonic relationship. Just make sure to write that down, whichever one it is. And then you're going to get specific on what you want as far as qualities are concerned. If you want the person to have a job, if you want this person to, you know, be a volunteer, do you want this person to be this, that, or the other? Because when you start to put down in manifestations, especially when it comes to relationships, when you start to put down too many specifics, okay, and listen, all the ladies out there, I'm talking to you, because all of you know that you do this, okay, you start writing down some person who can't possibly be, you know, realistic here, okay, because you all know you want the millionaire, you want the good looking guy who's like literally on the cover of every magazine that is possible out in the world, is on every single social media platform, okay, because I know you ladies do this. I know I've been guilty of it myself. I'm not gonna lie to you, okay, because you know, with that whole Leo situation, my Leo's out there, I feel like we just reach for the sky, hoping and praying that we're going to get there just because of how we are. But that sometimes is really not the point for trying to manifest a positive or good relationship. And sometimes spirit kind of gives you what you want and what you need at the same time. And that person could really, really be very important to you in your life. And no, they might not be a millionaire. And no, they might not be in that same sphere of however they look or whatever the situation is, but they could be that person that you needed that connection with. So when we're writing these things down, we are also taking into consideration, what are you feeling as far as manifesting something? So do you feel, okay, this is what I want. This is the situation. I want this, this, and this. And then start to ask yourself, after you write these things down, why? Why do you want that specific thing? Why do you need to have this specific quality, like in that example? Why do you need to make this much money? Why do you need to, you know, have this many things for your business? Why is this important that you volunteer and do this for yourself? What is the reasoning, okay, for why you're trying to manifest this, okay? So once you're done actually writing things down, here's the thing. So we've went from step number one of saying I can instead of saying I can't or I won't, okay? Step number one is also talking to people who are in the sphere of where you want to go or what you want to manifest and being around those people, okay? Number two, write it down, write it down, write it down. Be specific, be realistic, understand why you want to manifest this, okay? Now, here's number three, and it is the most important part of manifesting, okay? Number three, if you forget nothing else, okay, or if you forget everything else, do not forget step number three, because step number three is going to be important as far as when we get to the abundance step, okay? Step number three is visualize that shit. Visualize, visualize, visualize. Okay. I want you to, after you've written this down, get in your meditation space, get in a quiet place, get in a situation where you are by yourself and have time by yourself. And we want to close our eyes, get into a breathing situation. And what you want to do is you want to literally look inside of your own mind. Get your third eye open up there in the chakra level. Get your heart space open, okay? And what you're going to do is, now say you want this good relationship that we're talking about. Say that you want this positive relationship, okay? You're going to sit there and you're going to play a little movie in your mind, okay? You're going to play this movie as if you are the director and the producer and the writer and everything, okay? You're going to be this person, okay, directing this movie. And this is a movie that you are wanting to see, okay? I don't care if you're streaming it, you're going down to the theater, you're getting yourself some buttered popcorn. I don't care what you're doing. This is your movie. This is the situation, okay? Now, we're gonna get that visualization going, okay? And then what's going to happen is that you're going to play this out in your mind as if it actually happened to you, as if it actually became a situation for you. So let's talk about the good relationship or the positive relationship situation, okay? You're going to see that specific person, that specific trait or traits that they are having. You are going to see yourself, if this is a romantic relationship, you're going to pretend like you are actually going to dinner with this person. They are across the table from you, okay? And I don't care if you just got to make them a silhouette, because you don't even know what they look like, okay? You're going to put that person across from you so that you can see them visually. Okay. And you're going to pretend like you're going through dates. You're talking to this person. You are texting this person. Okay. You are doing whatever you're doing with them reasonably, whatever the situation is. Okay. Like, you got to imagine these type of things happening. Okay. You got to imagine you wanting to get up in the morning and talk to this person. You have to imagine the fact that you are going to work and this person is either calling or texting you. You have to imagine that you want to have a sexual relationship with this person. You have to imagine these things that are going on in your mind's eye and play that movie out and what you're basically trying to manifest. Now, back to the situation of you trying to get healthy, okay? Put that movie on. Okay, put that movie on. You are going to the gym every day. You are lifting weights all the time. You are running marathons. Okay, you are running on the treadmill, making your dreams happen. Okay, you are eating healthy. I want you to play in that movie that you are not only just eating salads, but you are eating what is healthy for breakfast, lunch, dinner, that you are eating what is good and what is going to fulfill your body and fulfill your soul. Okay. I want you to imagine that you are lighter, that you are less weight, that you are seeing that scale go down. Okay. It's not going up. And if it does go up, you're going to also play in that movie. Okay. That is what it is today, but I am on my way to getting healthy, to getting in a different situation, a different mindset, a different body. Okay, so I have only lost 2 pounds. Well, let me tell you something. You're going to play that video or that movie, and you're going to be excited that you lost 2 pounds. Okay, you're going to be excited about that because you're on your way to manifesting what you want, even though you lost 2 pounds, okay? Come on, that's a feat in and of itself for some people. I don't care if you want to imagine that you literally ran 5 miles on a treadmill. Hey, if you get to 3 miles, if you get to 2, that's making the dream work. That's making something happen for yourself because you're well on your way. You're taking the steps that you need to get there, okay? So step number 3, visualize it, play that movie out in your mind, okay? Get it going. And then after that, now you have what you want to manifest, okay? You got this in your heart. You have this in your soul. You know what you want to manifest and what you want to do. And it does not stop at step number 3. Because you're going to make it happen no matter what the situation is. If you got to write yourself every single type of letter in the world, if you have to wish it You know, say that your best friend, or say that, you know, your child or something. If you have a kid, if you're a parent, say that your child, man. Okay. Listen, kids with sports, let me tell you something. All right. There are some kids that are playing sports who have more going for them than probably either an older person. Okay. Say that your kid wants to actually participate in sports, okay? Say that they're like, listen, I want you to come outside here because I want to be a football player. And they're telling you this. They're like, listen, I want to join the football team and I need your support. Well, you know what? You're going to get out there because you want to be healthy like your kid or your child or whoever, teenager, I don't know, if that they want you to be healthy or you want them to be healthy. So you're going to get out there and you're going to watch the games. You're going to see what's going on. You're going to also too help your child with being more active if that's something that they want to do. You know what I mean? And if, for example, if your child's trying to get into running, biking, anything like that, and you're trying to get in shape, okay, and they want you to be around, go on, get yourself a bike, do something. If that's going to be the case of what motivates you to try and do something like this, you know, have some motivation, okay? It doesn't just stop at step three because you have to keep going. You got to keep this dream alive, okay? It's like a fire, okay? You can't just let the fire go out. You have to be like, okay, let me put a little bit of kerosene on this. Let me put some freaking wood in here. Let me hope for the best here. Let me keep this going so that you can keep that momentum going the whole entire time. So just imagine your manifestation or your dream, or what you're wanting as that little fire in your mind, okay? And you got to keep that fire going, because the minute that fire goes out, you've lost that connection to what you're trying to manifest, okay? So just keep that energy going. Keep what you want to keep doing. And days are going to be hard. There's going to be days when you are wishing and playing that movie for that person, for a good relationship, and here comes 2 years later, and you're like, Des, come on. Well, let me just tell you that you also, okay, with that situation, are going to have those type of days where it's good, where it's going to be bad, where you're getting what you want or you're manifesting what you want. And then there are going to be days when you're saying you're waiting the 2 years. Well, first of all, I am not God or spirit, okay? I don't know everything in the world. I just know some things, okay? But here's what I can tell you, okay? Here's what I can tell you. You can manifest what you truly desire, okay? And I don't care, okay? And I'm going to say this. You're going to think I'm crazy, but listen, stay with me. I don't care if it takes you 5 years to get this dream realized, okay? Because spirit gives you what you need when you need it. So if you need to do a little bit of footwork to get this dream going here and to get it manifested, then you know what? If it takes 5 years, okay. We at least got on this path. We've worked really, really hard to get to this point. And hey, my dreams happened in 5 years, okay? That is what it is. Spirit's going to give you what you need when you need it. So just remember that. And manifestation, it can be really, really tough to be going without, even though you're putting it out there. But you know what? If you imagine good for yourself, if you imagine positivity, if you imagine that you have no limits in your mind, okay, within reason, as far as what, you know, is going on. We still live in a society. We still live with people. There's a lot of things going on. But anyway, if you believe that in your own mind and in your heart space, then listen, are you going to care if this happens in 5 or 10 years? No, if you were told, listen, you are going to look the best you've ever looked, you're going to be healthy, you're going to be thinner, you are literally going to be in such a good place, but it's going to literally take you 10 years to get there. If somebody had told you that, okay, come on. are you going to not want to get healthy, but because it's going to take 10 years? Are you going to not want to fulfill this dream because it's going to take you a little bit longer to get to that point? No, because at some point you're going to get there. You're going to manifest what you truly want. It's going to happen if you keep putting in this energy into the situation, okay? I did also want to say that for some odd reason, you know, Spirit caught me at that time because it actually disconnected the podcast part of it. It just disconnected at the right time. So I think the kind of my internet connection went down. So Spirit was like probably trying to tell me, listen, you're on the right path of what you're saying. So that's why I had to restart this up again to do another clip. Anyway, so those three steps, I personally think for manifestation, are so important to manifesting what you want in life, to manifesting your dreams, to manifesting, you know, anything that's going to give you abundance, you know. And let me tell you, you can use it for more practical things. It doesn't have to be a huge spiritual feat. You could use it for practical things. If you want to get a car in the next year and you have that plan, start manifesting it. Start following those steps. I can. You're going to get with someone who owns a car, figuring out what's up with that. And no, I'm not talking about an expensive car unless that's what you want to manifest. Okay. Make it realistic. So that whole situation with those two things in the first step, then you're going to literally write it down. I don't care if you have to say, I want this type of car. I have this type of car. I own this type of car. I have the money to pay for this type of car, whatever the type of car is. Listen, if you want a Lexus, if you want, you know, an expensive Mercedes-Benz, who am I to tell you that you can or cannot have this specific type of car? Put it in there. You never know what could happen. You could get one, you could not get one, who knows? But anyway, so you're writing it down, then you're going to play that movie. Okay, and you're going to play that. You're going to go to your own freaking movie theater, your own streaming service. Okay, it's going to be your name, streaming service. Okay, you know how there's like Prime and Disney Plus. This is going to be your insert your name plus or Prime. Okay, this is going to be your streaming service, your personal movie theater. And I want you playing out, you literally driving that car somewhere, or you own it, you going to go pick up that car. Okay, or you driving to go get that car. That's what your goal is, okay? Those three steps for manifesting what you need or what you want in your life. Okay, now abundance. Let's get to the abundance part of this. Because the abundance to me is like the end game of everything. Of what you're gaining, okay, by doing the manifesting, all right? So let's just say about abundance this. Abundance means having what you want, but also having what you need, but also having a place in your own spiritual pocket where you are able to give to others some of your abundance and give them some of what you've learned, or give them that path that they need to be on, or give them some type of hope or comfort or what have you for their situation, but then also receiving with abundance. So you don't feel guilty. Listen, you don't feel guilty that you asked for that Mercedes-Benz and next thing you know, you open up your door and the Mercedes-Benz is there. You are not going to feel guilty because you got this and someone else didn't, or you're not going to compare yourself to other people. You are going to be able to receive that gift and receive that kind of situation. Or if you get the good and positive relationship, you're going to accept and be grateful, have gratitude. That's what abundance is about. It's about being grateful for what you've been through. Okay. I'm talking about the 10-year person who just had, you know, all of that stuff happened with their health, and now they are literally in the best shape of their life. Okay, you could thank your kid for that if they are trying to have a sport, and you were there with that biking, with that football, with the soccer, with anything. I don't care if it's lacrosse and you were running out there, whatever the situation is. You have that abundance now. You have that gratitude for what has been given to you from spirit. And also, too, you should be grateful for yourself. You should have gratitude for yourself for getting on the path. You know, I think that sometimes we are so worried about the path that we're on. We're worried about, oh my God, I got to get on the spiritual path. I got to get on this path to get this car. I got to get on this path to do this. Thank yourself for going on the, thank yourself that you even wanted to run an hour on a treadmill. If you can't do that, if you can't have that ability, thank yourself for at least taking the first steps onto that treadmill and just saying to yourself, I'm going to go today. It's going to happen. This is going to be my dream. Thank yourself for trying to open your first business or trying to make money or trying to run people. You're trying to be a boss over here. Thank yourself for doing that. Thank yourself for doing that, for showing up, for trying to at least make this happen and make it be possible. Okay. Thank yourself for playing that same movie over and over again and for you showing up. Because when you do that, you become more abundant. Now, here's the other thing with abundance. I'm going to say this. Once you get abundance, okay, do not turn into Scrooge, okay? Do not turn into Ebenezer. We don't need all of that. Do not turn into someone who is a miser. Abundance is not about all that, okay? So say that you're doing good. Say that you did get the car you wanted, you did get the person you wanted, whatever, and you're living a good life, okay? Living part of a spiritual life is not just keeping all of that to yourself. You want to know why? Because remember back then, you were that person on that sidewalk watching that person who is in the best shape of their life. And you were there, right? Now you're on the other side of the street. You're that person. And then there's another person who would need your guidance, need your support, would need to come to you to figure out what's going on. Help that person out. Don't be stingy. Don't be keeping all the secrets to yourself. Listen, that's the whole point of all this. When you get abundance and you want to share with people, you want to share that movie that you played, you want to share all of the situation that's going on, share it. Share it. Do not ever keep the abundance just to yourself. Pay it forward. Give it to someone else who maybe need it and who was at that same point that you're at. You know, share the wealth. If you literally made $1 million and you have a person, and say you own your own business or whatever the situation is, and you have a person who wants that, and you have a person who's like, you know, I really, really want to make that happen for myself. How do I go about doing that? Share what you know, people. Share what you know. Tell that person, listen, it's going to be difficult, this, that, and the other. You know, if a person wants to become a leader, if they want to literally do things, and you know, it's hard with business because again, we use the negative boxes, okay? We use what society deems important, and we basically start to hoard all of the resources that we have. You can't do that because when you start hoarding, and you start keeping the abundance, you know, the abundance goal to yourself, spirit's going to look at you a little bit differently. And spirit's going to be like, okay, you've been hoarding, you've been keeping this to yourself, you're not giving abundance to anybody else, you're not being decent to anyone else, you're not trying to help others, you're just keeping this to yourself. Okay, let me take some of this from you. And that's how it happens, because you're too busy focusing on keeping it for yourself and not sharing with others, not letting other people into that same abundance as yourself. You know, my spiritual mentor said this, and she just, it changed my thought process. It really, really did. You know, bless her for doing that, because she just has a way with talking and thinking about things. So she had said that you have to look at that when you gain abundance as your success is their success. Their success is your success. And let me tell you something. If either one of you ain't successful, well, then we need to get it together, because clearly something's happening here where your success is not translating to abundance, okay? So if you are that person who has made that $1 million or who is an owner, boss, whatever the story is, if you're that person, okay, and you literally don't, aren't the best, I want to say, at that position or handling that position, and you can see that there's someone else there who might want to do that, who might want to manage, what have you, whatever the situation is, you have to understand that the success that you give to that person is then going to turn into your success. Why is that? Well, because you're giving that person the tools that they can become a manager. Now they're working for you. And on top of that, they are living what their dream was, what their abundance was. They might want to own their own place someday. You never know. You never know what people, what's going to happen. But they're living that. So they are trying to work harder and then kind of gain that structure, gain that situation. Now, if you are in business, I do understand that it can be very, very hard, because obviously in that situation, some people just want to grow. They want to, you know, pack their bags and leave you. Okay. It's all right. We have that situation with the parents out there. Okay. They want to pack, you know, you were helping them out with the whole abundance thing, parents, and now they just want to pack their bags and leave you. And it's just whatever. Okay. That happens in life. But at the same time, don't get down on that, because even though you're giving the abundance, even though you're giving what you have to, it all comes around full circle. If you don't believe that with abundance, okay, then you need to meditate on that a little bit, because it all comes around full circle, okay? So the things that you give and you, if, when you're sharing that abundance, okay, and you're not being no Ebenezer, okay, when you're sharing that abundance, that's coming back. That's coming back to you, even if you can't see the return immediately. Spirit's going to be hugging you. Spirit's going to be thanking you. Spirit's going to be like, okay, you want to share with people. This is fabulous. Let us give you more of what you're looking for, because you're trying to share with people. See, Spirit's straight with everybody. Spirit's to the point. Spirit don't care what your situation is. Spirit's that person that, like, you're doing what you're doing and you're trying to make this situation better. Spirit's going to help you out. Now, if you want to be Mr. Scrooge over here and keeping things to yourself, Spirit's going to be like, all right, let me come in here and fix this situation, because clearly you missed the point on manifestation and abundance. Okay. So that is pretty much how you get to abundance. Now, the thing is that with this, it is not foolproof. Okay. I'm going to be honest with you. There are times when I have swore at myself in the car. I literally have tore things up. I'm like, I want to punch somebody. I was trying to manifest this, and it went the wrong way on me. There are times when I've been angry when I shouldn't be angry. And then I got to get myself meditated. And I'm going to be like, all right, this is unnecessary. We shouldn't be like this. You're going to have days like that. You're going to have days like that where you feel like you just can't go on anymore. Okay. If you have days like that, and if you feel like that, listen, get back to the tea party, come back to the table, DM me, talk to me, be like, listen, Des, I tried to do this whole manifestation thing, and let me tell you something, girl, it ain't working for me. That is when you're going to want to communicate with other people who are doing this or who are more spiritually inclined. And also, too, you're going to want to try and figure out what's working for you, what's not working for you. Like I said, birds of a feather flock together, people. If you want to get with the people, get in where you fit in, is my saying, kind of a thing. Get with the birds you're meant to be with. Get with a group. Get with people. Talk to people. Get out there and kind of network a little bit. See what's going on with different people. If you're introverted, my introverted peeps, if you are introverted out there, that's a whole other topic. But listen, you know, go with someone you trust. If you can't really say what's going on and you're more of a shyer person, that's okay. guess what? That's what the internet's for, okay? You literally go on to Google, you start to Google this stuff, you start to watch your YouTube videos on how to be more fit, of how to, you know, do all this. If you're introverted, don't worry about it. If you can't talk to someone or reach out to someone, look it up. Look it up, see who's done it, see what's happened, you know, with this whole situation, okay? So, I hope that this episode helped a lot of you. This is a topic that I'm very passionate about because this was a topic for me personally that I struggled with so much, manifestation and abundance. And I think that it is a cornerstone and a pinnacle point in your spiritual journey. When you can get manifestation and abundance under control, it's going to literally open up so many doors for you that you didn't think were even possible. I'm telling you, I promise you. Just go with the steps, do that part for getting what you want to manifest and for abundance and giving it back. And I'm telling you, your doors are going to open for you that you're like, I didn't even know I wanted this. And here it is. And that's all part of the process. Okay. It's all part of the process. Well, I did want to thank you all for joining the tea party, taking some sips of tea on manifestation and abundance. I will be doing a podcast next week about, and hold your breath for this, hold your breath. I am going to be doing a podcast specifically in regards to the chakra systems, kundalini, whatever you want to call it, okay? I really think that the next step, if you're trying to do some of these type of things, is to kind of learn about the chakra system. Then what's going to happen is that we're going to talk in the next podcast about, you know, we're going to take it one chakra at a time and kind of discuss what you can do as far as meditation is concerned. Okay, because let me tell you, meditation was never my friend. Okay, I'm gonna be honest with you. Me and meditation were on some terms back in the day, but now we're besties, okay? Because there was times when I'm like, I'm not doing this because my mind was going so many places. We're gonna talk about that. We got some good things happening. As always, if you did or are interested in booking a one-on-one reading with me, please go to my Instagram, definitely schedule with me. And I really hope that you all are having a good day. I hope that you took this podcast and you want to manifest your dreams. I hope that you want to do that. And I will see you next week.